Virginians head to the polls this coming Tuesday, voting for the state's next governor. But the results may also serve as a referendum on the president's first 10 months in office and offer clues of what to expect across the country in next year's midterms. Liz Landers catches up with the candidates and the voters.
As Virginia schools kick off homecoming celebrations, just beyond the goalposts, the state's off-year race for governor plays out along the sidelines and at the tailgate parties.
We're at Hampton University. This is a historically black college in the Tidewater region in Virginia. And Abigail Spanberger is campaigning here today during their homecoming weekend.
She's doing what she's done for the better part of a year. Introducing herself to voters and keeping the focus on healthcare and the economy. Spanberger is a former CIA analyst who won a seat in Congress in 2018 in a district that hadn't elected a Democrat in decades.
I'm proud of the work that I did and the bills I had signed into law and all of it to coalition building.
I see all my rowdy friends are here.
A few miles down the road, but a world away politically.
Abigail voted not to send those who are criminals and illegally here home.
Winsome Earl Sears is running as an ally of Donald Trump. A Marine Corps veteran, Earl Sears made history 4 years ago when she became the first woman of color elected to a statewide office as lieutenant governor on a ticket with Glenn Youngkin.
And the next governor of the great Commonwealth.
The Republican gubernatorial nominee is running on the Youngkin economy, a simple message to keep a good thing going. And by leaning into culture war issues that swept Republicans into office 4 years ago and turned Northern Virginia's school board meetings into fights over parental rights and transgender students in bathrooms and sports.
I am disgusted by your bigotry and your depravity.
Recent polling doesn't show the issue resonating as deeply with voters this year. Earlier this month at a school board meeting, mostly empty seats. But Earl Sears has still made trans issues a major focus of her campaign.
She voted to allow men in girls' sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms.
Matt Malone is running for Loudoun County School Board. A parent of two, the battles over parents' rights 4 years ago inspired him to run.
Climate issue, no boys in girls' spaces.
Agree on that.
You agree on that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I tell my kids, don't hate anybody. Don't hate anybody and don't judge anybody. But there are boundaries.
My daughter wants to play sports. She's nine. She wants to play volleyball and basketball, and I want her to feel safe in the locker room and the bathroom.
Malone likes what he hears from Earl Sears.
I think that she has a backbone of steel, and we need someone who can fight for kids in the governor's office.
The Williams Institute estimates that in Virginia, 18,200 youths aged 13 to 17, or 3%, identify as transgender.
I don't really agree with boys, you know, in the shower with girls and all that kind of stuff.
It's an issue even some Democrats express concern about.
What is your message to Democrats on this issue?
There's nothing more important than the safety of all of our children. And I do believe that so many of the decisions that we're talking about are best made at the local level by parents, by teachers, by administrators.
But it's the economy that she says needs her most urgent attention, with unemployment rates going up and the federal government shutdown now in its fifth week looming over this race. About 320,000 federal government workers live in Virginia. Daniel Davis was one of them until he was fired by Elon Musk's Doge in July.
It's been a very challenging time. I've been working on health policy for older adults and people with disabilities for the past 15 years, and to not be able to be serving those people and helping them to get the care they need really hurts.
He believes Spanberger cares more about the plight of federal workers, and that's why he's backing her.
Abigail Spanberger, as a former federal worker, really sees federal workers. She gets the sacrifices we've made, the challenges that we've faced.
Meanwhile, Earl Sears blames Democrats for the shutdown.
My question for you, though, is should the Trump administration continue to shrink the federal workforce, though, through any mechanism?
My question is, where are the five Democrats that we need to keep the federal workers in their jobs so that they can pay their bills.
But for many voters, this race is not just about the two women on the ballot. It's about the man in the White House.
For me, Trump is a factor. Enough said.
I personally wish he wasn't making news every day and confusing everyone.
I am worried about our democracy, and I'm worried about authoritarianism right now.
You position yourself as a consensus builder, someone who works across the aisle. Would you work with President Trump on areas like job creation?
I think that, you know, you don't work with the arsonist who burns down the house to rebuild it. And in this particular case, the individual who's responsible for an absolute attack on the federal workforce is not the right person to help rebuild our economy.
Earl Sears is fighting an uphill battle. Only one time in the last 50 years has Virginia elected a governor of the same political party as the president.
Well, I think the Republican candidate is very good, and I think she should win.
President Trump has not formally endorsed Earl Sears.
Would that be helpful, do you think, for you if the president was out campaigning for you?
Well, of course, that's a good strategy, don't you think? Of course.
There's so much talk of Trump. Trump's really staying out of it, and he should, because you know what? This ticket can run Virginia.
Another wild card, a blockbuster story down ballot about a series of violent text messages sent several years ago by Jay Jones, the Democrat running for attorney general in Virginia. In the messages, Jones described the former Republican Speaker of the House hypothetically being assassinated.
The comments that Jay Jones made are absolutely abhorrent.
Jones has apologized and expressed remorse. Spanberger has denounced the texts, but not the candidate.
When are you going to take Jay Jones and say to him, you must leave the race?
No matter who wins Tuesday, history will be made. Virginia has never elected a woman governor until now. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers in Virginia.